This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Most children in Chattanooga and Hamilton County will be starting school or going back after the long summer break in the next couple of weeks. If you have children starting pre-K or kindergarten or going back into the seventh grade, they're required to have a Tennessee immunization certificate. The certificate is available from your primary care physician or from the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Pediatric Clinic. Lauren Hawkins is the pediatric clinic manager. She's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham, starting out with why this is the busiest time of year for the clinic.
The beginning of school is just a good time. Everyone's having to register anyway. They're filling out bunches of paperwork. It's a good time to check and get everything good at the start of the beginning of the school year.
What do you want to inoculate them against?
There are several different diseases that are required for school. Hepatitis B is one of those. MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella. Chickenpox, we give the DTaP vaccine, which protects against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and the polio vaccine. And also one that has been required in recent years for pre-K and kindergarten is the hepatitis A vaccine.
Really? Why?
Well, it's a type of hepatitis that can be spread through, typically, if someone is not washing their hands and handles some food and then that food is ingested, we often protect against that with that vaccine.
Some parents have expressed reservations about having their children inoculated for religious reasons.
I don't get a lot of calls about that. Sometimes we do get a call about a religious exemption occasionally, or sometimes we do have some children who can't receive vaccines for a medical reason. There are very few of those. Usually that is a child who has a suppressed immune system because of a condition they've had from birth, or say they're going through chemo and have cancer. So the vaccine would actually make them a lot sicker than they would a healthy child.
According to a number of reports in the last decade, the number of parents expressing concerns about immunization across the country has been steadily increasing. Have you noticed an increase in the number of people with concerns about that?
I would say people are more concerned about that. And as a result of that, we have less people receiving their vaccines. So we're seeing more cases and outbreaks than we have in previous years. I know that giving pertussis or whooping cough as an example, just in 2016 alone, we've seen almost 6,000 cases in the United States and Puerto Rico. Five of those cases were reported in Hamilton County.
How many?
Five.
Five. Huh? That doesn't sound like very many.
It doesn't, but it is a dangerous illness, whereas especially if infants get it. In an adult, you might just have a really bad cough and it just feels like that terrible cold you just can't shake. But in a baby, it actually affects their the way that they breathe and they can need an artificial airway, or it's really serious. It's one of the saddest things I've seen in my nursing career, was an infant with pertussis.
You're concerned particularly that infants might catch whooping cough, but you're inoculating children, right?
But yes, we're inoculating children. We're also inoculating pregnant women because it's easily spread from those people
But not likely from children to infants, right?
And it's not fun if you get it as an adult or as a child either. So obviously, the risk of getting a vaccine is much lower than the risk, the complications that you could receive from actually contracting the illness.
I guess the question is, from whom is an infant most likely to contract whooping cough?
Well, we always recommend that parents, grandparents, anyone providing direct care to a child, a lot of child care providers are required to get the vaccine as well.
Right. So we began by talking about this is the beginning of the school year and you want to inoculate children coming into school. But in fact, it's multi-generational.
Oh, yes. Vaccines are important for everyone.
And is this now a time where you're making the vaccines more available than you might other times of the year? Is that how that works? Or why is it that you're talking about it particularly now, other than the fact that kids are just starting to school?
Well, they're available at the health department. In my clinic, I manage the pediatric clinic, so we give vaccines through age 18. They're available year-round, but we find that a lot of parents are like, oh, no, school is starting. It's time to get this in. And so we do experience a higher volume of patients during this time, but we give immunizations all year round.
What are the hours for the clinic?
We are open from 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday and 9 to 4 on Fridays.
And do people have to make an appointment to come to the clinic?
We don't take appointments for immunizations. So you just come in, and I do recommend that if you have an immunization record, if your child has received immunizations at their doctor's office or somewhere else, you bring that record with you.
The pediatric clinic is in the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department building. That's at 931 East 3rd Street. Details about all their programs are on their website, health.hamiltontn.org. That's health.hamiltontn.org. If you have questions for the pediatric nurse, you can call them 423-209-8050. 423-209-8050. Choose option one when they answer. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.